Here's your Northwest Outdoor Report brought to you by Truck Vault, the leader in secure vehicle storage. There's a pending Washington record tiger trout in the works. Kirk Heron's 15-pound, 4-ounce tiger trout from Roses Lake will most likely be the new state record for the species. And Kirk will also set an IGFA line class record for 10-pound test line on the big trout. Heron caught the huge hybrid trout on April 4th while fishing for bass on the lake. Tiger trout are a cross between a brook trout and a brown trout, and they're planted in several Washington lakes to help control other species of fish. These sterile predators grow rapidly, much like their triploid counterparts. Heron should be getting confirmation on his record catch any day now.
Ling's biting in the South Sound. Benny Rogers at Defiance Marine in Bremerton reports good ling fishing off the south side of Blake Island near Manchester. He says anglers have been catching lings using live sand dabs that they're picking up on nearby sand flats. When sand dabs aren't working, small copper pipe jigs in the 4 to 6 ounce range have also been working great. Rogers says they've been having a hard time keeping the pipe jigs in stock.
Anglers scoring halibut on the banks. Kevin John of Holiday Sports in Burlington, who we just spoke to, weighed a 101-pound halibut at the shop on Thursday and says that halibut fishing has been fairly consistent at both Partridge and Hind Bank for those willing to put in the time. Anglers have been scoring halibut on octopus, horse herring, and a new bait called a tie stick that's been working really well for some of the charters operating out of Anacortes.
The number of spring chinook passing over Bonneville Dam surged this past week to a high of 18,400 chinook on Wednesday, but that hasn't exactly translated to lights out fishing on Drano Lake up above the dam there. Phil Stevens from Mystical Legends Guide Service reports that most of the boats have been averaging around 2 chinook per day. He had his best day on Thursday this last week, landing just 4 springers. Stevens reports that the water temperature on Drano Lake has been hovering around 45 degrees. Thinks the bulk of the fish simply aren't biting because the water might be too cold. The chinook he's caught so far have fallen to mag lips, plugs, and prawn spinners.
More king salmon not likely to help killer whales. A panel of both U.S. and Canadian scientists have just concluded that totally eliminating the harvest of Chinook and Puget Sound may have little to no effect on killer whale populations here. Scientists have noted in other studies that the southern resident killer whales have a diet consisting primarily of Chinook salmon with a preference for large Fraser River Chinook. The panel concluded that by completely eliminating the harvest of Puget Sound salmon would likely result in more fish for predators than the whales and the whales would not likely see the fish. This report concludes that the effort might be better spent on controlling pollution, which has been known to kill whales, and studying the effect of the Navy's offshore bombing range and sonar operations on the killer whale population.
Terrorist Eye Montana Forest? The Missoula newspaper recently reported that Al-Qaeda is now eyeing the forests of Montana as a target for possible terrorist attack. Al-Qaeda's own magazine called The Inspire called upon its members to target populated valleys of Montana where the population has been rising. Not only would houses perish in massive forest fires, but timber industry would also suffer in such a blaze. The magazine instructs terrorists on how to make the amber bomb using clock, a washing machine timer, or acid to set the bomb afire. Or, if they really want to be desperate, they could perhaps use a lit cigarette or matches. Go figure. The magazine disappeared last year when its founders were killed by U.S. missile strikes, but recently has reappeared online once again.
Oh.
That is your Northwest Outdoor Report, brought to you by the great folks at Truck Vault Cedro Woolley. Check out your next secure vehicle storage at trucksystemvault.com.